I am so happy to be joined today by Rob Dees. Now, Rob is known as an artist, an educator, and an activist. Thanks for joining me.
Oh man, thanks for reaching out.
How do you fulfill all of those roles? Artist, educator, activist.
It's really just about putting my best foot forward in whatever it is. I mean that in the context of just trying to be a light. If there's some way that I can spark something for someone else, whether it's through music or if it's impacting the kids that I work with, hopefully people can get something from what I've gone through and kind of push it along and pay it forward as I try to pay it forward. So that requires a lot of faith and a lot of belief that even when things ain't okay, things gonna be okay.
Hip hop for you is also a really big part of your life as the artist portion, but you also use it to sort of help kids learn more about the music and how to do it and why it matters. Why is that important for you?
For me, it's important in understanding being a voice for the voiceless sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially for me, like being a child of hip hop, understanding that your voice makes noise, like your voice resonates, your story resonates. What you come from and what you've gone through is something that you hope that you can pass along that others can gain from it. And that's the same way that I feel like with the babies that I work with, shorties, the youngins, and that, you know, like to get them to understand that they have a story that's important. But yeah, I mean, like to really be able to get kids to understand, and in a lot of ways where like arts programming is getting cut, the importance of sharing stories is something that needs to connect us all. At least for me, trying to get kids to really understand that their story is important. Their struggle is important. I've often heard that the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. That's the thing. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we got to inspire them.
When you see the light bulb go on above their head, they're getting what you're talking about. What does that feel like?
I taught a class this morning, and it's an alternate educational program that I'm working with. So these are kids that have basically been expelled or taken out of other programs. I won't go into the name of the program, but on a first day to see them buy into what we're talking about, like you can see when you talk about the light bulb going off, it's probably a light bulb that nobody's ever really gotten to get them to open up. There's a certain responsibility so that there's a joy that comes from it, but it's like, okay, man. Let's roll up our sleeves now. Let's get to it. So, the hope is to get them to see that their story has just as much relevance as their song. So, in seeing that, it's always encouraging and it's always heartwarming. At least for me, it always encourages me to continue to try to be mindful and do that and share that connectedness. Like, hopefully, that kids understand my life path and what I've kind of gone through, and sharing that with them helps them to be able to share their truth. So, it's a dope feeling. I enjoy it.
What is important to you in specific about celebrating Black History Month?
For me, especially now, the understanding that we are here, and it gives you a certain sense of pride of the history that we have contributed to this place. And with the hopes that as we continue going forward, we as a country can understand the contributions that African Americans have made to this and not forget as we try to move forward together. It's very important for me to honor that and to respect that. And furthermore, I'll say, Terry, like for me, it's always a responsibility to be Black history every day. I appreciate the month and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black history every day.
How are we doing? What are we missing in our discussions about, whether we want to talk about Black history or Black future?
Probably going to be weird to say it, but I think we're missing the humanity of it all. And that goes very deep. But I think in not just having humanity be a checkoff point, you know, but have it actually be an actual action to really care about common man and who we are and our experiences and being able to appreciate the humanity of it all, I think that will help the progress that's been avoided. And this is just my opinion, but sometimes I feel like, you know, it's more about checking the box as we grow more through the times that we are living in. I think we should really start looking at appreciating the humanity and letting that guide our forward motion.
Let me turn back now to music, because your creativity, it's landed you in some really great company. And the one I'm really interested in is the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Tell me about this.
First of all, I was the obviously is known that I was the community recipient for the National Medal of Honor for Library and Museum Services on behalf of the Madison Public Library. As a result of that, there was several interviews that happened. One of the interviews that happens will StoryCorps. One of the things about being interviewed from them, it put me in the Smithsonian, and it just so happens that and the Library of Congress. This interview is now housed in both of these places, in the Library of Congress and the Smithsonian. That's how I weirdly got to be in the Smithsonian. It's not a lie, it's the actual truth. If you go to the Library of Congress or you go to the Smithsonian Museum for African American Studies, you can go in there and sit down and listen to it.
Your story will live on forever that way.
Yeah.
You kind of lead this Mad Lit program. I know it's been going on for a little while, but how is it? Where is it at in its growth process at this point?
We're entering year five. And honestly, when this started, I had no clue we would be at year five, but here we are. So excited about that. The whole premises being at the top of State Street to just share in the humanity of it all. Understanding that people come from different backgrounds and we still need to coexist together to make things happen. And that's the celebration of Mad Lit. We have musicians, we have visual artists, we have small business vendors that don't necessarily get a chance to interact in the downtown area. So we come and we actually move towards a better understanding in existence for ourselves.
Where can we get more information?
So I would say the biggest thing is part of the project that I work with, the Greater Madison Music City Project, which is basically a project designed to build a music ecosystem in our town. You know, understanding and really kind of the same thing and realizing and kind of plug people into the system and to where people are all being able to get an experience from our music. So that website is our GMMC.org. So that's www.ourgm as in Mary, M as in Mary, C as in city.org.
And when does Mad Lit get going again?
I believe we're starting in late June this year. We actually moved up a week, so
Something to look forward to for sure.
yeah.
Well, I want to end this with your song, Composure. Tell me about this song. I love it.
I think with the times that we live in, composure is required. And it's kind of what I talk about, just, keeping your composure. Even in being recognized in the town and the interactions, the weird interactions that I encounter, even, the responsibility of being an African American in a predominantly white place, even the composure of the climate that our country is in. All of these things kind of require a certain amount of composure. And that's kind of where this song came from. My homegirl, Raquel Aliman, did the chorus on it. Obviously, we played together in Weapons of Mass Dysfunction, so it was an easy ask, and I appreciate her. And yeah, it's funny because I haven't released any music in a while because I've been doing a lot of other things. So it was kind of me just kind of throwing something out there and saying, hey, here it is. That's it.
Thank you again for joining me. Rob D's the artist. Let's take a listen to his song Composure.
Ain't no time to walk with my head down. Part of being a man with skin that's brown. Had that to being a man about town. And it all come out in the soul of the sound now. Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment a lot of cats don't get. Bread in the ever on some type of that pew. That mean I'll put some stank on it now, whatever I do. So, smell like that, this progression rap. Race to move forward, ain't no time to look back. Awesome, let me live so I can get at that. Cause I'm a blue collar baby, earn my teacup cat. Some 10 and 9 like me cause I'm speaking facts. Robbie St. Luke cause I was speaking acts. Walking my beneath these words in my debris. How to keep composure through all of this grief. Cause some throw jazz for us to fall off. Like they the only spot for us to ball off. Work our own visions, make sure they saw off. Drew Holiday, point plays I call off. This is for those suffer polarizations. Talk my soul smack on these hit quotations. For the real, we the people type situations. Must have seen faith for all the trailblazers.
Don't come up, sometimes we fail. And in the joy and times we fail. Now you just spread your wings, set sail. And you just keep your composure, babe.
Time to get composure up over my demons. Seeing that's the only way to bust through the glass ceilings.
can't trip now, these days are so revealing. Keep calm and now I tap in my deeper feelings. Things fall apart, man, now I get it. But I know my black excellence is often expected. Stay cool even when it's hot, it's so hectic. Composure is a mantra, small stuff, I don't sweat it. Falling for the all us, now I bet it. And come up short, there's no way that I can let it. Level her decisions with no time to trip. Put my soul on the line, word of Morris has left. It's funny, man, I used to crave the attention. Now I just crave people get my intentions. No matter the hurt which I've been exposed, it's gonna get better, man, stay composed.
So pumped up, sometimes we fail. And in the joy and times we fail. Now you just spread your wings, set sail. And you just keep your composure, babe. Your composure.
It seemed like we all going through it. Cooler heads prevail. Composed is how to do it. We all got demons and we skew how folks view it. Shape up a story no one could have knew it. Last name Franklin, but I ain't no saint. Made my words snowfall when they said you can't. Being black and white scans and require restraint. And I go for what I know, shoot, think I ain't. But settling for less, not part of my debate. It's cause I'm moving love in a world full of hate. You ain't felt the pain, then I know you can't relate. And you be just talking and I'll be like, I'm straight. Funny how folks quit and care about you. Be the loudest ones popping how they got you. Never saw a part and that's the part that hurt. Keep my composure while they scream out merch. The circle grew to the point I had to cut it down. Motors different than mine, then I gotta shut it down.